In 1979, jazz drummer Jack DeJohnette founded a new band called Special Edition. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it was one of the great bands of the 1980s, not least because DeJohnette wrote such good tunes. Their first four albums are in a new box set. Here's Kevin's review.
Jack DeJohnette's Ahmad the Terrible by his band Special Edition from a new box collecting their first four albums. Two of those are gems and the other two have their moments. DeJohnette's quartet slash quintet was fronted by smoking saxophonists on the way up, set loose on catchy riffs and melodies. The springy rhythm section could tweak the tempos like no one this side of 60s goddess Laura Nyro. Ahmad the Terrible is named for pianist Ahmad Jamal, another Chicago jazzer who mixes progressive ideas with good tunes and a good beat. The saxophonists here are Chico Freeman on tenor and John Purcell on baritone. In Special Edition, Jack DeJohnette sometimes played keyboards as well as drums. On the band's classic debut, he often reached for his breath-controlled electric melodica. That handheld keyboard didn't sound like much on its own, but it could fill out the harmonies when the band morphed into a chamber quartet, with Peter Warren bowing his bass or cello. As composer, DeJohnette mined a movement in contemporary music that was leaking into jazz then, minimalism with its layered repetitions. A different kind of riffing energy. The saxophonists in that first 1979 version of Special Edition were two Los Angeles transplants making a big dent in New York. Arthur Blythe there on alto and David Murray on tenor and bass clarinet. In that quartet, minimalism, swing riffs, collective improvising, and rhythm and blues got tied into one neat package. This is from DeJohnette's Zoot Suite with Peter Warren's simple but irresistible bass line. Wasn't always that good. Jack DeJohnette also liked to sing a little, as in his early 70s band Compost, and still needed to get that out of his system. He revived Compost's Inflation Blues over a reggae groove jazz musicians had just begun to master by the early 80s. As blues singer, DeJohnette's main influence seems to be England's John Mayall.
But they won't find the solutions to win this confusion. That's why I sing these blues.
Jack DeJohnette with Rufus Reed on bass. The four albums in ECM's special edition box take the band to 1984. DeJohnette kept the band going into the early 90s, now as a quintet, with hot new saxophonists Greg Osby and Gary Thomas, and more electronics. Jack DeJohnette still plays some special edition classics with his current touring band, and no wonder. Their best tunes are timeless.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure, Downbeat, and E-Music, and is the author of Why Jazz?